Good morning. High net worth individuals in a catch-22 over crypto assets. Going with the momentum delivers in equity, Airtel hives off digital assets, and foreign portfolio investors pick up select mid-caps and small-caps. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business, and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The Lal Street looked headed for a major correction on Thursday, as Nifty futures traded with some deep cut on Singapore exchange earlier in the day. Stocks in other Asian markets were also muted at the open. Shares rose slightly in Japan but were little changed in South Korea and traded lower in Australia. Overnight on Wall Street, US equity indices closed off all-time peaks. Crude oil trimmed an overnight jump, but remained close to $63 per barrel mark as shrinking crude stockpiles in the US supported hopes for a global demand recovery. Bitcoin surged to another record high to touch the $64,870 mark and then slipped. The dollar was little changed after three straight days of losses, and US Treasuries steadied after slipping initially, though the benchmark 10-year yield remained well off its highs at 1.64%. In the international markets, gold gained 0.1% to trade at $1,739 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. It's a catch-22 situation for wealthy Indians who bought bitcoins from overseas markets and held them in offshore wallets, as the fate of cryptos hangs in limbo. They are now in a quandary over how to account for and whether to disclose these digital assets. If they hide these instruments from the taxman, they may be pulled up later. But if they share the information while filing their annual income tax returns, they may be questioned on the legality of transactions they undertook. Some have acquired bitcoins and other popular cryptocurrencies from international sellers by transferring funds from India under the RBI's liberalized remittance scheme. Swimming against the tide might yield subpar returns in the equity market more often than not. Historical yields on the momentum index, which is a gauge that captures the performance of stocks in favor, have generally exceeded those of the broader market. Data shows that the Nifty 200 Momentum 30 Index, which tracks the performance of 30 high momentum stocks of the Nifty 200 universe, has delivered 17.7% annually in the last decade, compared with 9.5% of the Nifty 200 index. The performance of Infosys in the March quarter may seem to be disappointing when compared with analysts' expectations and the stellar numbers reported by the largest peer, TCS. But the IT giant said it would double growth this financial year as India's second largest software exporter struck a confident note and announced a buyback of shares worth 9,200 crore rupees from the open market by paying not more than 1,750 rupees per share. The IT major forecast 12 to 14% growth for FY22. Bolstered by some large deals that it has snagged from blue-chip clients such as Daimler AG and Google, as well as a sharp uptick in global spending on digital technologies. Bharti Airtel unveiled a new corporate structure that will see it hold all digital assets, while moving the telecom businesses into a newly created unit, Airtel. The move sharpens billionaire Sunil Mittal-led entities' focus on digital operations and helps in monetizing them. The new structure will also remove telecom regulatory overhang on Airtel's digital businesses and reduce statutory liabilities related to its mobility business. Foreign portfolio investors have pumped in a record 2.73 lakh crore rupees in Indian equities during financial year 2020-21. While a major chunk of the money has gone into large cap stocks, overseas fund managers have been picking up select mid and small cap stocks as well. In the past four quarters, 30 mid-cap and 20 small-cap companies have seen a consistent increase in foreign holdings. For instance, in IndiaMART Intermesh, their holding has risen from 12.24% to 15.41% in FY21. Srikala Hasti Pipes has seen FPI holding rise from 5% to 17.86%. Similarly, FPI holding has gone up in mid-caps such as Dixon Technologies, Affle India, Avaaz Financiers, GMM Pfaudler, and Poly Medicure. And lastly, economists in a poll by Economic Times said the curbs announced by Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, along with restrictions imposed in other states, can't dent India's GDP by 0.2 to 1 percentage point. To be sure, the economy will still show a sharp rebound in the first quarter and the full FY22 because of the low base due to the nationwide lockdown last year. Meanwhile, industry watchers said Maharashtra's quasi-lockdown will severely impact production of automobiles, electronic goods, and home appliances unless the rules are modified. Many major manufacturers like Tata Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra, Volkswagen India, Bajaj Auto, LG India, Godrej Appliances, Haier, and Carrier Midea have their plants in the state. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. HDFC Bank has proposed to raise 50,000 crore rupees through debt securities, the lender said on Tuesday. Aditya Birla Capital said its board has approved an initial public offering of subsidiary Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC. Tata Motors said its group's global wholesales, including Jaguar Land Rover, increased 43% to 330,125 units in the fourth quarter of financial year 2020-21. Coal India allocated 37 million tons of the dry fuel during the April to February period under the spot e-auction scheme, logging a year-on-year increase of 36%. Maruti Suzuki India said it has sold more than 1.57 lakh CNG cars in FY21. That is its highest ever in a financial year. Binda Industries is betting on getting new business by entering new product lines, winning contracts for future models, and increasing the content per vehicle, according to its top executives. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.